Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER Magazine, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, celebrating the 15th year publication, world-leading UK Health Radio, when it comes again to fitness and wellness and all sorts of topics, and Populate electronic medical records with podiatry in mind. We got a great doubleheader we had planned for today. Live radio is sometimes crazy. We'll see if Chris LaLanne, the grandnephew of fitness legend Jack LaLanne, can get back to us somehow. We've got a mess up in communication. And if we don't get them right away, we're going to talk about my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and some of the really important ingredients that go into it, more important now than ever. And then we'll be followed by Vita Euler. She is a rehab counselor. She's the author of Got Pain? Now What? She specializes in all aspects of chronic pain management. It's such a big area. Then the sports doctor is in with some Dr. Bob wisdom, your emails, you know, with the back to school, all these tournaments in action, you know, whether it is the playoffs with college football, the excitement of the beginning, college basketball, and the tremendous interest in youth sports. And everybody who listens to the sports doctor over give or take four decades somehow, this has always been a huge topic for us, which is the whole area of the business of youth sports. And the reason we pay such attention to this, and my co-author of hashtag Hey Sports Parents is Hall of Fame volleyballer Sharkey Zartman, kinesiology professor, longtime coach and national team player in the world of not only regular but beach volleyball, is the fact that there is still an epidemic in capital letters, parents and coaches, of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. We're all familiar with the kinds of pressures of youth sports when we're talking serious activities. Heck, ESPN spends 2 weeks on the Little League World Series on television. Talk about pressure on some of these kids. And the traveling teams, club teams, where there's big financial burdens, as well as the physical and mental aspect of too much. We used to call it the terrible twos in all areas of fitness, wellness, and sports. And the terrible twos were doing too much, doing it too aggressively, and taking for granted the fact that we would be hiding whatever discomforts we might have, too much reliance many times on painkillers. We're going to talk about that a little bit later today. And, you know, it's interesting if Chris gets back to us. That's why we'll have to have him in the future. When I was inducted into the 2019 class of the National Fitness Hall of Fame, 95-year-old Elaine LaLanne, fitness legend Jack LaLanne's wife, was there. And she was going to speak, and she did about five or six push-ups before she spoke. truly one of the legends of women's fitness. And in 1221, and we're going to replay it on Christmas Day, we had a radio show where I had Greg Justice. This guy just competed in the ninja competitions as a 60-year-old. And he co-authored the book, Pride and Discipline, was the whole history of Jack LaLanne. Those of us who are old enough remember Jack LaLanne on black and white TV in the 50s, with the amazing things that he did. And we wanted to talk about not only the book, and you'll hear the whole development of the book, because when they were on, both Greg and Elaine, in December, gosh, I can't believe it's 3 years ago, the book wasn't out yet. And they were talking about all what went into it and all aspects of it. So you pay attention for that replay, Pride and Discipline. And there's a movie that's being created. I think it's starring Mark Wahlberg is in development for that whole life and legend of Jack LaLanne. So again, back to the importance of youth sports and what we wanted to try to get at with hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's still available and on Amazon. We called it an essential guide to any child, any parent with a child in sports. And the book was broken up into four areas, starting with Sports Parenting 101, which Sharkey really authored. All sorts of aspects of youth sports, coaching, parenting, abuse, all sorts of aspects, levels that go into the whole world of youth sports. Again, whether it's Little League, whether it's your young hockey, all sorts of different areas. And many times, the more talented these kids, the more we run into trouble. Section two is the sports doctor is in, yours truly. We're talking about keeping your child safe. You know, what you need to know about preventing injuries, the challenge of drugs in youth sports, choosing the best shoes, you know, foot mechanics, so many different aspects. The prodigy sports, where I have a discussion. We talk so much in the book again about the areas of specialization. It's a big challenge. Kids specializing in one sport much, much too early. Again, but there are sports. Think gymnastics. Think figure skating. Actually, soccer and tennis have been involved, where you have kids that are specializing at 12, 13 years old. So we discuss that. We make a big deal about universal exercises for all sports, where I talk about include strengthening feet and ankles, and I talk about working balance. Whatever your child's age, whatever their sport, whatever their level, all sorts of training going into different types of sports, but we want to add the concentration and inclusion of strengthening feet and ankles, faster, stronger, quicker, more explosive, working balance. We also talk about what about tackle football for sports parents, for kids. That whole world with concussions. The third section is we have the experts speak out. Longtime radio guest, a mental performance trainer with the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Robert Andrews, talks about the power triangle. Another favorite guest of ours in the world of nutrition, sports nutrition, Kate Davis, talks about creating a solid fueling plan at a young age. So key, regardless of your level or seriousness of the sport. Denise McDermott, leading psychiatrist, both for youth, holistic psychiatry, both for children and adults, has a great discussion of youth athletics as mind medicine for life. Fantastic. One of my colleagues in the world of pediatric sports medicine, Holly Benjamin, the University of Chicago Hospital, taught concussions in youth sports. What do parents need to know? Ian Goldberg, the founder of iSport 360, that tremendous organization, pays such attention to communication to parents and coaches. I've written various times, I've come on the radio numerous times, and he's talking about behavior of overzealous sports parents on the sidelines. We can all picture that deal, to say the least. Melissa Orth, one of my faves, a superstar young gymnast, coaches some of the best golfers in the world, and her whole world, she spent years with us, with the late, great Bob Guida. Do you think you can help your child become a better athlete? Janice Meredith, what great sports parents do. All aspects sports parenting. Dr. Steve Horowitz, sports chiropractic physician, talking really about the whole world of youth sports safety. Final section of the book, Parents' Perspective. I have past parents of athletes, some themselves, Kurt Mango, Kat Dahls, Nancy Ryan, Timmer Halligan, Sharky Zartman herself, talking all about their two cents when it comes to parenting young athletes, all aspects of it. I'm still looking forward over these next few months for the documentary, numerous guests that we've had. Joel Franco, the founder of Chesapeake Films, has been working for a good few years on Where Our Children Play, the challenge of youth sports. All of these topics are covered. He's a sports parent himself, as of many of our guests, dealing with these kinds of challenges. The college world turned upside down with the emphasis on paying some of these young athletes, the whole aspects of financial aspects and money. If you have a child in sports, you really, really want to take advantage of this compilation of so many different instances, topics, where we really, really get into something that has been a tremendous challenge, and we're still treading water in a lot of areas. Again, there are always, every year, instances of crazy, overzealous parents. You know, the late, great Jim Vickery, sports psychologist, who shared the radio show with me, gosh, in the 90s for 3-4 years. And he had a couple of, he called them jewels of advice to sports parents. And they were fairly simple, but very powerful and profound. And number one was, don't be a critic. You know, Jim and I, we would give talks to some of the different teams, parents of teams that my son Adam was involved in, that his son playing and did the baseball, Little League ages, some of these others. And he made a big point about that to parents, which is not to, don't be analyzing your son or daughter's performance in the car on the way home. It just causes so much pressure in so many ways. And remember at the start of this discussion, I talked about an epidemic of youth sports injuries, both physical and mental, the pressure pushing through. So number one, don't be a critic. Number two, be a good listener, sports parents. Listen and discuss with your young athlete. How's it going? How's your relationship with your coach? What about your teammates? What are you enjoying? Again, having fun, everybody, is still the key point of youth sports. Again, everybody's familiar once it starts getting more and more serious. When we watch the Olympics, like the great Olympic Games in Paris a few months ago, and you're watching a 19, 20-year-old, maybe 18, 17-year-old, and whatever the sport, gymnastics, tennis, rowing, whatever it is, be aware they started when they were very, very young adolescents. And already they were specializing. Every sports doctor, therapist, coach knows that we want kids to play various sports, use different parts of the body, experience different situations. That's great. unless you're one of my young figure skaters. You know, the 2010, I can't believe we're celebrating the 14th year. Evan Lysacek grew up in Naperville, Illinois. He was 10 years old, was a sports podiatrist, maybe 9 and a half when I put the orthotics in his skates, who 12 years later, he was the best in the world. And again, was a great example in a very positive way of specializing very early. Always training, always strengthening young tennis players, others. So we know, we recommend that these kids play different sports so they're not swinging the same tennis racket or the baseball bat the same way 1,000 times and running into all sorts of overuse problems. Overkill is a big concern. That's why one of the chapters in the book, Youth, Sports, and Drugs, I'm not talking about opioids. I'm talking about even over-the-counter, the Advils and the other over-the-counter pain meds, other supplements that these kids might be living on. Because, you know, Dr. Wild, don't you understand? If my daughter doesn't take 2 Advil twice a day, her knees are killing her in volleyball or in tennis or whatever it happens to be. Everybody, by the way, and again, we'll try to follow up with Chris and the whole great Lane story. Live radio sometimes is a contest regarding, I've even had people mix up time zones in the past. But again, we want to wish everybody a wonderful holiday. And again, you can go to my website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Read about all the new exciting stuff going on. We'll be right back with our second guest, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hunting as best we can. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. We've got Vita Euler. She's a rehab counselor. She's the author of Got Pain? Now What? And she specializes in this whole area of chronic pain. Vita, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Big topic, Vita, and I thought we would start. Give us some background on yourself and a quickie background on yourself leading into your specializing in the whole world of all areas of chronic pain management.
Sure. Well, being a rehab counselor, but I myself have had chronic pain for over 35 years, and I was an avid runner and surfer, and I developed this RSD after a foot injury, and which led to a condition known as reflex sympathetic dystrophy.
Yeah, RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, in sports podiatry, sports medicine. Someone has an injury, it doesn't heal. Somehow the nerves, other tissues get in the way, and we have many times a nightmare with trying to deal with this. So I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it was devastating because, you know, I went through several, actually, months, not actually a couple of years there at trying to get it under control, and finally doctor said we've done everything we could do and you're just gonna have to learn to live with it. So it was shocking that
this is why we wanted to include you. Of course, we've had pain management situations, therapists, doctors, psychologists, and the ability to the mental side of this is a big deal. And I think what was interesting with you is you really make a big deal about that when someone's got to deal with this besides the physical part.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's, you know, because I did not want to live on pain medicine of any sort. Because when I first developed the RSD, of course, they give you pain medication to help with pain, but it really made me feel out of it, like a zombie. And I thought, there's got to be other alternatives besides pain medication. And that's why I myself developed some strategies on how to move on.
You know, the whole world of rehab, the whole rehabilitation world, such a huge area in so many individuals' lives. So the idea of a rehab counselor, and again, adding in inspiration is a big deal. One of my frequent guests over the years with chronic pain, do you know Barbie Engel?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. I do.
Yes. Well, yes, I said to her that you're on the show, so you guys will have to reconnect. Barbie's been a frequent guest. She's such a champion, again, in this same area. And how did you find the challenge of paying big attention to this? As far as the cooperation of doctors, medicine, the whole physical therapist, that whole mixture as they were dealing with, again, when you use the word chronic, ongoing, persistent, recurrent, it's such a challenge.
It is a challenge even today, you know, throughout the years. I've had doctors that will see me for an occasional something that might come up because the limbs are usually cold, and I have it in all four of my limbs too. It progressed, so it's discouraging for doctors as well, because they, you know, all they can think of is how can we help you, but it looks like, you know, you're going to have to, you know, we can give you pain medication.
And of course, the problems with addiction and the problems where, you know, this is the opioid crisis that we faced in the country for decades. It's no surprise to everybody. Mm-hmm. So that whole area. Now, on the physical side, again, where the people work in a pool, they work, you know, they do water therapy, they do, you know, Tai Chi, breathing exercises, maybe meditation, things like that. Are these the kinds of things that you find are important, Vita?
Yes, I do. I swim now. We have a pool, and you know, so I try and swim during the summer months. It's cold now, but swimming is important. But yeah, hydrotherapy, physical therapy, some exercise, some stretching, touching even. When you have RSD, even lightly touching the area I remember when I first started doing that with a physical therapist, we used a feather because the pain was so intense. Just a feather would hurt my leg at that time. And so, yeah, physical therapy is important.
How important have you find, Vita, how important have you found the word, that whole area of nutrition?
Oh, that's the big one that I changed. We went to nutrition, found that eating the right foods, and I mean foods that don't have, and I'm going to say this, but, you know, that don't have GMOs or...
I thought you were going to say foods that don't have a face on them. You know?
Yeah. No. But, you know, we just... to eat foods that are not processed, I find they help tremendously. Then eating things like, what should I say? You could eat meat and stuff, but trying to avoid a lot of red meat because that seems to aggravate the RSV or any type of inflammation. I mean, it causes inflammation, red meat, too much of it. You know, but fish is really good. If you can get your hands on salmon, that's really good because of the omegas. I really talk about it even in the book.
How about world Barbie would talk about also? The world of supplementation, you know, what works, yeah. What doesn't work, whether it's, again, omega-3 supplementation, making sure, yeah. You know, when we talk on the sports doctor about what I call the new medicine, Vita, which is number one, eat smarter, number two, mm-hmm. keep moving, and number three, mm-hmm. reduce stress, you know, eat smarter mm-hmm. means a lot of things to a lot of people. But have you found that, you know, with the tremendous amount of attention, we got very, very excited for a long time. We still are, but, you know, whether it was medical marijuana, whether it mm-hmm. was CBD, mm-hmm. where we were getting excited about natural pieces, ingredients, plants, whatever, that really had medicinal effect. What have you found?
Well, actually, for me, I even had a doctor that I went and saw about this. I took malic acid magnesium to help me with the RSD. And he was treating me, and he said, well, what are you taking that, you know, you're doing so well, which is a supplement. And he even came into the store that we have, and he ordered a bunch of malic acid magnesium, not realizing that I was his patient that, you know, worked there. And he was even surprised at how well that supplement was doing for his other patients that had chronic painful conditions, you know, including fibromyalgia. And
the other one where for years patients would say
there's
for years
patient a person could take, yes. Which I've taken arnica. I like the effect of the arnica. For me, I'm not saying for anyone else, but for me, I like the arnica, and I used I take it in pill form as well as spray and or cream that you could rub on your area, which I rub on my legs, and it really helps with pain. Supplements, yes, I think they're really important. You know, to look at supplements as well.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Everybody, we're back. It's a little nuts here with the live radio, but we're back with Vita Euler. We're talking chronic pain, and we were asking her about some bullets in the book we were talking about. Vita, I wanted to ask you again on that mental side, whether meditation, visualization, what are some of the mental skills that you stress in Got Pain, Now What?
Oh, yeah. What I really like to do is to first have my clients and or even myself when I started here to focus on other things and set goals. And
by the way, before we forget, give me the website people can find out about you and your book and your work.
Yes, it's Navigating Through Pain. NavigatingThroughPain.com.
NavigatingThroughPain.com. Okay. Go ahead. You were talking more about that mental side.
Yeah. As I was saying, learning to set goals is really important when you have chronic pain. And goals starting from if you're not doing anything daily, like daily goals or daily living skills, you know, if you just feel so bad, I have people develop their little goals, daily goals, and things that are easy to do, like get up and brush your teeth and wash your face and comb your hair and, you know, to start off like that. I'm just using those as examples. But,
okay.
And then after you start doing that, you know, start developing a weekly goal, and then after the weekly goal.
What about the reducing stress side and the idea, whether it's meditation or, again, visualization, what kind of skills do you find helpful in those areas?
I like myself as meditation. With meditation, or it's even self-hypnosis a form. But with meditation, you're able to concentrate on anything other than the pain, you know. Like, you just learn to relax, focus on something that's positive, and that's another thing that I really encourage, is learning to meditate on the positive, on good things. And your body starts relaxing because we have so much negative stuff around us anyways. And then with pain, it just intensifies that. But meditation is really for me. And then also mindfulness, listening to your body here and now. But they're really great for stress reduction because stress increases pain, as you know. When you have stress, it's really...
Yeah, how about the importance of sleep and sometimes the way that pain gets in the way with these areas? That's got to be another key point.
Oh, yeah. Restorative sleep, because that's when we, our bodies get better, if you could sleep, you know. But for me, I just, before I go to bed, and I've worked with my clients as well, is to not look at anything negative, you know, the hours before, and just meditate a little bit. And meditate could also be through prayer. I find that if you just say prayers and you meditate on something, that helps too. But just to relax your body, because if you're tense, you're not going to sleep well.
Uh-uh. Now, do you recommend mix in some way, whether it's psychologist or psychiatrist, even personal trainers, but the world of psychology and psychiatry,
yes,
I would imagine works hand in hand with what you do.
It, definitely.
I would hope they do.
Yes, we do. We work together. Psychology, because it's kind of, all of it is good, but they're the ones you really want to go to if, you know, you're having the issues of chronic pain. It's a good way to.
Yeah, it's become a big specialty. You know, the medical doctors specializing in chronic pain.
Yeah.
My friends, the world of physiatry, again, with MDs who deal with the, whether it's medication, whether it's injections, whether it is other ways, many times of dealing with that, I would imagine also is part of that referral circle that might be all involved. How about the world of physical therapy, again, with working alongside you people?
Oh, yeah. Physical therapy, again, you know, with your doctors are great at referring to physical therapy, because that, again, helps you to exercise if you can. Because a lot of times, you know, with chronic pain, you don't want to, well, you don't really move too much. But, you know, in physical therapy, they're able to your muscles. And not hurt you. You know, there's they also use the TENS unit on individuals that have the chronic pain during physical therapy, which is a transneural stimulator, which also feels good.
Yeah, electric muscle stim. There are a lot of weapons when it comes in that particular area that are used. To try to, you know, stimulate healing. We've had a lot of excitement in the world of concussions and physical medicine with hyperbaric oxygen, where we've seen, again, the same technologies and science to help heal wounds and deal with difficult healing can be, you know, helpful also in that, you know, particular area where, again, you're dealing with, you know, these kinds of challenges.
Right. Oh, yeah. Those are, and you know, in physical therapy, they're able to provide that stimulator for you. And if it works, and your doctors, you know, because your physical therapist will communicate with your doctor. So if it works, your doctor can actually prescribe that for you. And so you could even do it at home. Use that transneural stimulator, which is fabulous. You know, to help with pain. But I just want to say that you have to develop a positive attitude, you know, and that's really important.
Well, that's why you're an inspirational speaker. I know the time was going to fly by with you, Vita. Give us give us the site. People could find out about you and your work and your book quickly.
Yeah. Well, where you can find the book?
Give us the site. People could find out about your work, your counseling.
Oh, sure. You can go to Navigating Pain, and that's where I would be. And it's
Navigating Pain. Navigating Pain.com.
Yeah.
NavigatingPain.com. Peter Euler, author of Got Pain, Now What? Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hold on, Vita. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors News segment. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple. With their top-tier support, visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob. And get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, answer a few emails. I want to mention to everybody again the website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Again, if you go to that site, if you want to contact me, because again, the Sports Doctors In, we're going to be involving ourselves with whether it's sports parents of various ages, different groups, where I'm going to act as a quarterback and dealing with preventing injuries, enhancing performance. We're excited about that. It'll be the Sports Doctors In. So you could look for some of that information at the website as usual. There are some exciting, great guests coming up next week. Zeke Lyles, he's a athletic trainer. He's a performance enhancement consultant. And he is involved with the whole Better Guard, ankle guard world and everything that they do. He'll be joining us. And then from the National Publicity Summit, Carla Mae Sharamata, youth truth. Again, with our constant attention with youth sports, youth topics, childhood obesity, whether it is bullying, all sorts of topics that go into the world that we want to bounce off youth truth and some of the important aspects of Carlame's work. Again, the following week is Christmas, so we're going to have a replay of that great show. I talked about it at the introduction of the show today when we were expecting Chris LaLanne. Something happened. We got mixed up. He wasn't able to join us. But the co-authors of the book, Pride and Discipline, the life of the great fitness legend guru, Jack LaLanne, the co-authors, Greg Justice, himself a member of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He was one of the people who introduced me in 2019 in my induction. Scrib Publishing, big company involved in so many different works with great books. One of Greg's claims to fame is he just competed in the events with the Samurai as a 60-year-old. The guy's amazing. And so we're going to have also 98-year-old Elaine LaLanne. She's one of the great grand dames of fitness. And she also was on the show. So that'll be the replay on the Christmas Day. You know, Dr. Bob, I want to talk about again the childhood obesity is a topic that we have featured for decades. It's still a huge problem. They had to change the name of type 2 diabetes because of the inclusion of so many kids instead of adult onset diabetes. And all the attention, I wrote an article, gosh, 10, 15 years ago called Let's Get Them Walking. It's missing with my old website, but it was an article about trying to get walking included in schools as a routine part of elementary school, whether they walked inside, whether they walked outside, but it was included. Big attention, again, to number one, the awareness of obesity, gigantic problem in the United States. Of course, there's now the explosion of drugs and injectables and all these different things, tremendous attention to obesity and continued attention to childhood obesity. Again, where we're dealing with, you know, there was a great book. One of our past guests, Michael Christensen, wrote the book, Fat Boy Chronicles. I'm trying to remember how many years ago that was. And it's a story about a young boy growing up heavy, overweight, and that whole world, his interaction with his family, his hassles with school, with bullying, with friends, et cetera, et cetera. It's a great book. It's still available. It was made into a movie, Fat Boy Chronicles. And that was when, again, we were paying so much attention. My longtime colleague, Rich Osborne, and his pull-ups, the fact that if a child could do an unassisted pull-up that can't be obese, including an adult, and that was always a big, big topic. So we want to continue to bring attention to childhood obesity and parents paying attention to the world of nutrition, paying attention to the world of exercise, paying attention to the mental side of all of this is so important. See if we have some time for some emails. You know, Tom says, in your book, we talked about it when we were talking about the book in the first segment, the two best exercises. What about for adults? Great question, Tom. True. Again, ankle injuries, the most common injury in adolescent sports and general sports and senior citizens, weekend warriors. So strengthening your feet and ankles, working on balance, regardless of your age, are two great exercises to include in your program. Again, everybody, have a happy holiday. We won't be back live. Well, we're going to be back next week on the 18th. What am I talking about? See you then, everybody. Thanks. The Sports Doctor.